What is up, Agent Nation? This is Frank Bernardo. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you could take a moment, rate and review it, only if it's positive. I want to help agents grow their business and become better. So if this helps you, I really, really appreciate it. Now, let's get to the podcast.
Welcome to the Real Estate Coaching Club podcast. This is where we tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
What is up, Agent Nation? It's your host, Frank Bernardo, here on the Real Estate Coaching Club podcast. I wanted to do an extra long podcast on a reel that I posted on the Coaching Club just the other day about home inspections. And home inspections are amazing. I love home inspections. I actually don't. But there's a reason why I don't. So we just did a home inspection in Inglewood on a $1 million property. It was a duplex. It was like a block from SoFi Stadium. And the reason this was a great home inspection is because that when we did the home inspection, the buyer was there with their family members and a friend who was an investor from the neighborhood. They brought the inspector. The inspector was a rock star. That's really important. And the seller was there, and me and my partner were there. And you don't typically have a seller at a home inspection. Like, typically the real estate agent's like, no, you have to leave. Well, I am not of that mindset. And the reel that I did talked about how the number one reason homes fall out of escrow is the home inspection. And the reason that is because there is a massive amount of miscommunication, misinformation, and lack of managing expectations, which is 100% the realtor's fault. A lot of realtors don't like conflict. A lot of realtors don't understand things. They don't explain things. And that typically causes a lot of problems when it comes to the home inspection. You have to manage expectations of what a home inspection is, what is expected of the home inspection. And I cannot tell you how many times I have had agents and sellers and buyers say one way or the other that they're not going to do something. Like, they either want all the repairs done as if they're getting a new house, or they're not going to do any of the repairs because they're not going to give the house away. It's our job as agents to over-communicate and to manage the expectations of what a home inspection is. So, you know, when people can't come to terms with a list of repairs, I mean, this is the agent's failure to communicate the process. And at this home inspection we were at, the inspector was really good at explaining that and doing a lot of the agent's job for them. He went over safety protocols with fire, safety protocols with flooding, like when, you know, something floods. And he was not an alarmist to where he said, oh, that looks like mold, or that's this. You know, he didn't make any definite, you know, he said, this is what you should have looked at. These are major things. And then he knew that the person was probably going to be renting the property out as an investment property. And he told them, in this area that you're in, the property the way it is gold. Like, you have a really good property, even though there were some major, major issues with I take that back. There were not major issues with the property. There were a few big things. And that typically shows up on almost any home inspection. So there were typically a few big things that popped up, but the home inspector was on point. And he knows that if he screws up the home inspection and he's an alarmist and he calls out and red flags all these crazy things, that, you know what, there's a chance that his person's not going to use him anymore, and that we're definitely not going to use him. And at the end of the day, with that home inspection, what we did is we ended up taking his information because we thought he was awesome, and we're going to probably use him in the future as like one of our backup home inspectors, because we already have a guy that's pretty good. But the point is that when a home inspection falls out of escrow, that's usually because the agent does not have a conversation with the buyer on what a home inspection is. I've seen agents just forward the home inspection to the client. And I don't care if you're representing the buyer or seller, you don't just forward the home inspection to the client. You have to actually have a conversation with them and go over the home inspection report. And if you can do it with the inspector, that's even better. And people get into such weird, weird negotiating, like, headspaces. And I've seen a $5,000 repair credit, like, kill the entire deal. I don't care how much the house is worth. A $5,000 credit should never, ever, 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 ever kill a real estate deal. Because when you're the buyer and somebody's not going to give you a $5,000 repair or a $5,000 credit, and you say pound sand and you go off, by the time that you and the agent decide to back out of that transaction, get your deposit back, go out and find another property that may not be better, even if it is better, the time and effort that it took you to do that, it's not worth the $5,000. And as the seller, to say, I'm not going to give you a $5,000 credit, or I'm not going to give you a credit or do XYZ, and for you guys to cancel the whole deal and then go out and find another buyer, especially as the market's shifting right now, that is not the smartest thing to do. I had another situation to where I found a client, another agent came in, brought a buyer. We had a property, and they did the home inspection, and it was a funky loan. It was a VA. It wasn't a VA. It was something like a VA loan, but it was special financing. It took a little bit to get put together. But when they did their home inspection, they legitimately put a camera down the sewer line. There was an issue with the sewer line, and it was going to cost like $15,000. And the buyer was like, "Listen, I'll take a $5,000 credit." And my seller said no. And my seller asked me, like, what we should do? What could we do? I said, "There's a chance we can get another buyer at this price." I said, "But I can't guarantee it." You know, at the end of the day, this same issue, and this is the thing, agents, listen up, agents. Once somebody finds something on a home inspection, you have to disclose it afterward. So if somebody says, it's a $15,000 repair, that repair is going to have to disclose to the next buyer if you tell this buyer to pound sand. So if somebody says it's a $15,000 problem and they say, "Listen, I'll take $5,000 to fix it," I take the $5,000. Do the hit. Take the $5,000 hit. And this particular situation, the seller said, "Nope, I want more money." Pound sand. Buyer went away. Put it back on the market, and crickets. We did not get another buyer. We dropped the price by $15,000 to $20,000. Already a loss. Did not get a price. Our contract came to the end, and they decided to go work with another agent, and they actually went through two more agents after that, and it was a $535,000 property. They ended up selling it for like $489,480. And it's all because they didn't want to take a $5,000 credit, and that's what they should have done. So just most of our issues in the real estate business is because of lack of communication. It's your job to over-communicate with your clients. If you don't understand things on the inspection report, find somebody who does. Manage expectations. Make sure everybody, including yourself, understand the home inspection, and you are a gatherer of information and a conduit for information for your people. You're not there to make decisions for your clients. So remember that. So hope this was helpful. I hope everybody has a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Coaching Club podcast. And make sure you have a fantastic day.